One of the mitzvahs that we list every single morning in Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah for which a person receives reward, both in this world and the next, is the mitzvah of Levayas HaMeis. So that means attending a funeral, accompanying a meis to Kvura, and of course attending to the meis before that would also be very much included in this important mitzvah. The fact that it's such an important mitzvah leads the Yerushalmi to write, and this is quoted in the Torah, in Yerodeh Shin Samach Aleph, that there's an idea that a person is supposed to stand up for the mace. In fact, in many funerals, you see that they bring in the mace and everyone stands up. So that's not just, or perhaps not even primarily, covered for the mace. It's covered for the people who are attending to the mace as well, because they're involved in such an important mitzvah. So what exactly is a person's obligation in this regard? When is a person required to go ahead and involve himself in a funeral and in attending to a meis? So of course, if we're dealing with a relative, a close relative, a person is mechuyev to be involved. However, beyond that, the Gemara says Maseches Moed Katan that meis be'ir kol bnei ha'ir asurin b'asiyas melacha. That if there is a meis anywhere in the city, all the residents of the city are forbidden to perform melacha. The Gemara then qualifies this. The Gemara says that's only if there's no one to attend to the meis. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeh Shin Mem Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if there's no one to attend to the meis, then everyone is obligated to cease from melacha. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues and he says if there are people to attend to the meis, like for example in a place where there's a Chevra Kadisha, then they don't have to cease from melacha. That's when we're talking about preparing the meis for the burial. But in the time of the actual burial itself, then everyone must cease from all melacha, even if there are people to attend the funeral, even if there are people to attend to the meis. So this might give the impression that the whole entire city has to come to a halt every single time there's a funeral. In the big cities, Bizmanenu, this would mean that people would be unable to accomplish anything. The entire city would have to stop working numerous times every single day. Furthermore, in Siman Shin Samach Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a different halacha from a different Gemara, which says that Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Lo Tzah Asem Meis. And there too, it's only if there are not enough people to attend to the meis, but the definition of not enough people is that for a person who has learned Torah, it could be thousands and thousands of people. Ayin Shom in the Shulchan Aruch. So how do we ever get away with learning? How do we ever get away with working? So the Aruch HaShulchan and Shin Mem Gimel points out that with regard to the Gemara that talks about all the residents of the city ceasing from melacha, there are really two ways to understand that Gemara. One way is to assume that this is a sign, a demonstration of Kavod HaMeis. And that perhaps is what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be reflecting. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, however, that according to the Rambam, explicitly in the Rambam, and other Rishonim as well, this Gemara is not about Kavod HaMeis. This Gemara is about making sure that the needs of the Meis are taken care of. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, our Minhag is based on those Rishonim, who assume that in a place where there's a Chevra Kadisha, there are those who attend to the needs of the Meis. It's not necessary for everyone in the city to refrain from Melacha. Various other achronim, such as the Nitziv and the Hamak Sha'ala, and others, also write that the requirement of attending to a meis and of attending to a funeral really also are alluded to in a different Gemara. The Gemara says, Maseches Brachos Yudches Amar Aleph Kol Haroe HaMeis Ve'Eino Melaveyu Over Mishum Loeg L'Rosh Cheref Oseyu. So a person who sees a meis and does not accompany him violates Loeg L'Rosh. But there the Gemara talks about seeing the meis. So they say the obligation of attending to a funeral only if you actually see the funeral in progress, see the meis, so then you have an absolute obligation to attend, to accompany the meis. And even so, even in that circumstance, the Rishonim write that the absolute obligation is only to walk 4 amos with the procession. So la halacha as follows, that if there's not people to attend to the meis, so then everyone is chayev to stop the melacha, stop whatever they're doing, and to attend to the meis. If there are people, as a chevra kadisha, like Baruch Hashem, most of our communities So then one is not required to attend to the mace or to attend the funeral. If a person sees the funeral going by, so then he should go ahead and accompany at least four amos. Some have the practice to not return to one's regular activities until the funeral procession is out of sight. The Geshe Chaim writes, even that is only if a person is not in the middle of some malacha or in the middle of Talmud Torah, but if he is, all he has to do, even if the procession passes by him, is to stand, at least to stand up in honor of the proceedings, and then he can return to his work. So we should be zochet to fulfill mitzvos and chasadim, and to hear besoros tovos.